Good morning, everybody. It's 3 o'clock in the morning here where I am at, and this is Thoughts of Fit Review, Food for Thought by NeoGentrix. Now, we're still on the health track that we started a couple days ago, last week, and so on and so on. And I do believe the last thing I covered when I was talking about being healthy was what are proteins and why they're even important in the first place. So today, we're going to continue on with the same trend, and we're going to move on to the next topic. The next topic is carbohydrates. Now, everyone's familiar with carbohydrates. They know that there are good ones, there's bad ones, everyone's familiar with them. But I want you to think about it for a minute. Yes, there are good ones, yes, there are bad ones. But here's the question I want you to think about. What are carbohydrates? What are they really? Okay? Think about that for a second. You know, what are they really? What do they actually do to or for you in your body? Now, there's only one real way to find out. So let's go ahead and dive into this a little bit so that I can cover this, okay? And so you can get just a basic understanding of what it is that you're actually eating when you say you're eating a lot of carbohydrates. So we'll start with this. Carbohydrates, what are they? They are sugars that break down inside the body to create glucose, okay? Glucose is moved around the body in the blood and is the primary source of energy for your brain, muscles, and all the other essential cells in your body. You know, a healthy body attempts to regulate glucose levels by using a series of hormones, including insulin and glucagon. You know, they're produced in your pancreas gland. Hopefully you have a healthy pancreas. Some people are unable to actually do this, and, you know, this leads to different types of diabetes. You know, some things can be done about it. Some people instigate this by eating too much sugar, but we'll cover sugars in another time, okay? Insulin lowers blood sugar levels by moving the glucose to various parts of the body and aiding its absorption. Excess glucose can be stored in the liver or in fat throughout your body, thus the increase in size. Glucagon increases your blood sugar levels by releasing glucose stored in the liver back into the bloodstream. Okay, blood sugar levels are usually kept in check if the pancreas and liver are healthy and functioning normally. However, in times of stress, the hormones adrenaline and/or cortisol are released into the body. These hormones raise blood sugar levels, giving the body a sudden boost of energy. Okay, so it's not always normal. Okay, unlike protein and fats, okay, carbohydrates are not essential to human life. You don't need them. The body can produce glucose from proteins and fats. However, carbohydrates are the most convenient and quickest way for the body to produce this, okay? Some weight loss diets exclude or reduce carbohydrate intake, triggering the body to convert its supply of fat to glucose. So, I'm going to take a short break, and I'm going to cover the two types of carbohydrates there are. Like I said before, there are two different types of carbohydrates. I'm going to go ahead and cover both of them, and so you get a basic idea of what the two of them are. The first one is simple, and the second one is complex carbohydrates. We're going to talk about both of them. Simple carbohydrates are referred to as basically sugar. They're referred to as sugars with a simple-like molecular construction structure, if you will. Usually like made of like one or two parts, okay? Because of their simple molecular structure, your body can produce process these sugars quickly. You know, this leads to a quick energy spike or a sudden rush of energy, and the sugars are converted to glucose, followed by a low once all the processing is done and the simple carbohydrates have been used up. An example of this would probably be coffee, okay? Processed and refined sugars tend to have a high index of sugars in them, you know, affecting the blood sugar levels quickly. And, you know, compared to natural occurring complex carbohydrates, which, you know, in turn, increase your blood sugar levels. Refined sugar is a common source of simple carbohydrates in the modern diet. This is true, in the sense that, depending on the kind of sugars you actually use and eat daily, refined sugar can be good in small amounts, not in large quantities, okay? Many processed and packaged fast foods contain simple carbohydrates as sugars. it's used for a flavor enhancer and can, you know, satisfy the palate for sweet foods. Simple carbohydrates also, from added sugars, have little or no nutritional value and are often described as empty calories, basically. Most people can benefit from reducing their intake of added sugars and simple carbohydrates. Like, if you buy processed and packaged foods, choose those with less sugar. Reduce your consumption of sugary foods such as cakes, biscuits, cookies, candies, you know, regular but not diet soft drinks. Simple carbohydrates are not always bad, and they also exist naturally in foods that do, you know, nutritional benefits, notably such things as fruit, your milk, most dairy products. Most fruit contain good levels of fiber, vitamins, and microminerals, as well as antioxidants. So, with that being said, you know, milk and dairy products are a good source of protein and calcium, and most people agree that both fruit and dairy products are important to a well-balanced diet. You know, but at the same time, there's the other side of it, the complex carbohydrates. I'm going to take a short break right here, and then I'm going to come back and go into the complex carbohydrates and what the difference between them and the simple are. And we're back. Picking up where we left off, talking about complex carbohydrates. They're referred to as sugars with a complex molecular structure of three or more parts. You know, due to the complex structure of the molecules that make them up, it takes longer for your body to break them down and produce glucose it needs for energy. Foods rich in these also contain valuable vitamins, minerals, fiber, and other vital items to your overall health and well-being. Also, foods containing complex carbohydrates are processed more slowly by the body. They can produce the same sustained energy levels over longer periods of time than simple carbohydrates, thus keeping your glycemic index of food rich in your complex carbohydrates lower than the high that simple carbohydrates give you. Food rich in healthy complex carbohydrates include whole grains, wholemeal bread, whole grain breakfast cereals, oats, pasta, rice, especially brown rice. White rice is great, but the husk on the brown rice is actually healthier for you. Potatoes, beans, lentils, and even chickpeas. And I'm saying that because I actually don't like chickpeas. They taste kind of bland to me, but they make hummus, and that's also good for you, okay? Not the oily ones, right? We'll cover fats at a later time. Consuming too many carbohydrates or the wrong type of carbohydrates can upset the balance of your body's blood sugar levels. This can result in energy highs and lows and weird mood swings, okay? Which in turn can leave you feeling tired and irritated. Keep that in mind. Like, if someone's saying you're always irritated, something's wrong, it's probably due to your diet, just to put it mildly. And if you often feel tired after lunch, try eating more proteins and vegetables with less carbohydrates, and definitely, definitely, definitely avoid alcohol. Okay? That'll help you with that. Your glycemic index is of food is a measure of how quickly glucose levels rise in the blood after eating select things. Foods with high GI levels tend to contain more simple carbohydrates, whereas foods containing more complex carbohydrates will tend to produce a lower GI score as it takes the body longer to break these down into glucose. And keep that in mind. Okay, generally foods with a low GI, which release glucose more slowly, are considered healthier because the body has to work harder to break the food down, and you'll feel fuller for longer and burn more calories digesting and recovering glucose. However, some foods with lower GIs are also high in fat and salt, which can make them less healthy, so it depends on what they are. All right? Back. I'm going to give you a quick, before I go any further, I'm going to give you some quick GI score examples that you can use in your indexing, and you can go ahead and look up the rest of these online, okay? I'm just giving you a short, and I mean a short list of examples. Like I said before, those with lower scores can be high in fat and salt content, but the ones with the lower scores are usually healthier for you. An example of a high score would be white bread. It has a score of 71, okay? Wholemeal bread is a 49, whereas steamed white rice is a 98. Okay? Basmati rice, which is a type of brown rice, is 58. Chocolate milk is 49, whereas whole milk is 27. Skim milk is 32. And dry roasted peanuts at a 14. Okay? Just some prime examples. So this brings up the question, now that I've covered all of this, all right? I want to ask this. How much carbohydrates do you think we actually need in our daily diet? I want you to see if you can come up with an answer for that. Because I have one here. I'm going to go ahead and tell you what it is. To be fair, there's no actual simple answer for this. There's no real way to determine how much we actually need. Okay? Each person's different. They have different ideas, different consumption levels, different body types. You know, but there is a general rule, right? This is what I'm getting at here. There is a general rule. We should aim to get approximately half of our energy from carbohydrates, ideally 90% of this coming from complex carbohydrates, okay? And only 10% from refined and processed sugars, such as simple carbohydrates, okay? A simple way to achieve a healthy, well-balanced diet is to eat a variety of foods during the day. You know, some people recommend that at each meal, a plate should be split so that the quarter is higher protein foods such as meat, fish, eggs, dairy products, etc. A quarter of the plate is high carbohydrate foods such as potatoes, pasta, rice, beans, and bread, and the rest of the plate, or at least half of that, should make up the rest of fresh vegetables and such, you know, which will provide carbohydrates and proteins in lower levels, but also many vitamins and nutrients that are needed. That way you can finish your meal with a piece of fruit, which will also provide you with a simple carbohydrate you need, and have a complete meal and be full. You know, but then on the upside, let's say you ate too many carbohydrates, okay? Eating too many carbohydrates will lead you to gain weight, which is kind of the whole point of this whole segment here, is to help you find ways so you can lose weight. This is because the body will store unused glucose for use later, and then it'll have nowhere to go, okay? With that being said, usually, however, it is how the carbohydrates are prepared which will have the greatest effect on weight gain. Although chocolate applies both to simple and complex, chocolate also contains fat, and an apple, on the other hand, contains fiber, vitamins, and minerals. Okay, French fries, chips, crisps, roast potatoes, I'm sitting here naming foods, making me hungry, are all prepared using fats, therefore they contain fat, including, but not limited to, baked and broiled potatoes, are basically better for you, as they are not prepared in fat, so keep that in mind. Similarly, steamed rice is much better than fried rice, and bread is better for you without adding butter or margarine. So, I mean, yes, you can have bread, you can toast your bread, but consider when you add butter to it, all right? As well as fried rice. You can have fried rice without using butter. Actually, I would recommend using olive oil, grapeseed oil, or coconut oil, as they're lower in fat content and they're healthier for you, and you can still have the fried foods you like. Okay? So with that being said, in summary of everything that I basically just covered, all right? You know that carbohydrates contain glucose, and your body needs that for energy, okay? And then you know that there's two types. There's simple and complex, and now you know the difference between the two. The more refined carbohydrates are, the more quickly they are converted to glucose, and the more energy you'll have right now. But this can also peak and, you know, trough blood sugar levels later, and you'll basically be running on empty, whereas refined and simple carbohydrates, with that being said, they should make up about 10% of your daily intake, keeping that in mind. And carbohydrates, such as starchy foods like potatoes, bread, and rice, and grains, so on and so forth, like pasta and oats, release more slowly in your bloodstream and provide a more stable and sustainable energy level for your body. These are a lot healthier for you, and they keep you from gaining unnecessary weight. So I want you to keep that in mind as you're going through your days when you're saying you're going to cut out carbohydrates. Because cutting them out completely isn't completely ideal. They're not exactly necessary for your health, but you can use them, all right? And with that being said, as a heads up for next time, I will be covering sugars. What they are, the kinds of sugars. That way you can know what you're actually eating, more or less. And then I'm going to cover how sugars are related to diets, okay? Sugars and your diet. But until then, this is Neo Gentrix signing out. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you for listening.